My name is Dawn Stewart, and I'm the museum manager at the Didsbury Museum.
Dawn, in the month of November, obviously, is a Remembrance Day, a time to reflect on all of those who have sacrificed for our freedoms and our peace. What has the Didsbury Museum got planned for this year?
Thank you. So we have a sunset ceremony that happens. It's an outdoor ceremony. It happens on the grounds of the Didsbury Museum, and it starts at 4:45 in the evening. So we recommend people come a few minutes early and to gather on the grounds. We also welcome our visitors to bring flashlights or candles to help illuminate the night as the sun goes down during the ceremony.
For sure. What kind of things do you have planned during the ceremony?
Well, we anticipate that we are going to have a guest speaker come to our ceremony, as long as he's feeling up to it, and that is Bill Jepps, who's our World War II veteran here in town. We also will be just conducting a very brief ceremony outdoors and highlighting some of the vets that have served in Didsbury or called Didsbury home before they went and served.
For sure. What kind of musical component is there to it?
We do enjoy having a little bit of mood music leading up to it, music from, you know, the 20s and 30s. And then we do have the carillon play some music during the ceremony. So that's the music that comes out of the bell tower at the Didsbury Museum here.
That's great. For Remembrance Day itself, does the museum have hours that day as well?
We do have a volunteer that agreed to open the museum for us during Remembrance Day. So he will be here with the doors open starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, and the doors will remain open all day right until the time the ceremony begins. It's a great opportunity to come in and learn about some of our vets here in Didsbury, learn about the military past, World War I, World War II. We actually do have some vets that served in both World War I and World War II that were part of the Didsbury community.
Yeah, and I know around town, obviously, different times of year, the town uses the banners, obviously for the high school grads at one point in the year, but at this time of year, do you guys have banners up around the town of Didsbury as well for the war veterans?
We sure do. Thanks to the town of Didsbury for putting them up for us. We do have all of our banners up from when we started the program back in 19 up until the current year. So this year we had 3 new banners added to the banners that previously existed.
That's wonderful. If people want more information about the Didsbury Museum and what's planned for Remembrance Day, where can they go, Dawn?
We really invite them to stop by. It's the one time of year that is really important to be here in person, to read about the stories of the veterans' banners, to read about the history of, you know, the military in Didsbury. But if you can't, please feel free to call us or email us. The email is office@didsburymuseum.ca, and our website is didsburymuseum.ca.
That's perfect. Well, thanks so much for sharing this Remembrance Day information with us, Dawn. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for your time.